and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Oh my gosh, when do we start talking, Steve?
I don't know. When are you supposed to spit the water, Ted?
Oh, damn it, I never spit the water.
You let us down.
I let myself down, Steve.
You're a failure.
All right, we're not doing that far.
You got water.
I got a little aggressive. I'm sorry. New intro. Hello, Juliet.
Hello.
Oh, it just stopped right when I said hello to you.
Ooh.
I knew to stop and show you the respect that you deserve.
The respect.
That's right.
Yes.
I heard you had a fan of your shoes in the lobby today.
A fan of my shoes?
Oh,
really?
I heard about this too.
Whoa. I didn't know about this. Is there some foot fetishists, like, you know, looking at my shoes and not telling me about it? Oh, I've had some foot fetishists.
Oh, no, I thought the guy was talking to you about your shoes.
One of the guys here at the station came up and said that they saw you downstairs and some guy was like obsessing over your shoes.
Oh yeah. There was, okay. No, he was obsessing over everything. Like, he was like, very bubbly.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, yeah, okay. So that guy. Yeah. No, he was already kind of like.
With child.
I had my jacket on, but he was already bubbly with the guy, the guy who staffs the lobby. So he was just kind of going on and on to him. And then I come up being like, I'm here for, and he's like, and then, oh my God. And he's just kind of like draws his attention over to me and on.
And your shoes.
And whatever else, he was asking me about rings and my, you know, I think he was just like, you know, he could have been like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or something, almost. Like, I don't even remember.
I painted a whole different picture in my head. I thought it was some weird foot fetish guy that we have to have like maybe a conversation with.
No, I don't. He just seemed like he was going off on everything. He's like, I think you should have a ring for every finger. And I'm like, cool. I mean, I was thinking I have some icky looking rings at home in my jewelry box I don't really want to wear. It's like, you know, old rings from my childhood. You know, I don't know. But it was kind of, I was like, thank you. That's very kind of you. It's very sweet of you. But I think he was just commenting on everything he could think of because he was just like in a bubbly mood. Maybe he was just on a high of. But again,
a ring
like
on every finger.
Yeah, he was
that
just
was his ideal of a woman, Cleopatra.
He was just trying to be very complimentary, but he was already doing that. Like when I got up there, like he was already talking to the guy, you know, who staffs the lobby. He was just going off about something, you know, just a smile on his face, you know, la di da. And then
that guy in the lobby now wears a thumb ring for some reason. He's just like, oh, the guy told me to put some rings on.
Who's that? Tyler down there with the red hair?
I don't know their names.
Yeah,
I like way better at that. Is that the guy with the ponytail?
Yeah,
I like him too.
Yeah, man.
I just call him Ponytail in my head. I don't actually say.
I'm pretty sure he's a rapper.
What's up, Ponytail? No.
Yes.
We got to get some of his music.
Yeah, because he's come in before with not like full cornrows, but like just the two big ones down like the sides.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
I really want to get cornrows, you guys.
You should really do it.
I just don't want to look because I feel like because I'm a white girl and my hair is thin, I just end up looking bald. You know.
Oh, that'd be a bald pregnant chick is what it's the new look.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, that'd be very empowered of me, right?
Yes.
It'd be super empowered. So I'm thinking, you know, that would be something I have that on my list. You know, I want to have, you know, maybe even have some of the fake hair, you know, braided into my hair, you know, I just to pretend that my hair isn't as thin as it actually is, you know? That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
I come in looking like Coolio.
I like how she's like, my thinning hair.
No, it's not thinning.
I'm looking at Ted.
No, you and I,
but you would like to have your head of hair.
Let's not get it twisted. My hair isn't thinning, all right?
I didn't think it was.
I'm like, no, I'm not going bald. Everyone, I'm not going bald. I am not.
You are so bald.
Telling them or telling yourself?
Yeah. I'm telling everyone and myself I am not going bald.
Is that why?
That's for after pregnancy.
Steve and I can attest that doesn't work.
I told myself that all through the 20s.
No, I've got a lot of hair. You see, I have a lot of hair, but it's just very fine hair. You know, it's not very thick like, you know, Ariel or, you know, mermaid hair. It's just, you know, it's
fine
hair.
But I gotta tell you, men, I swear to God, the hair thing is just between you women.
Yes.
Like, I would never be like, oh, she has thin hair. It's not as thick as Ariel's.
Except for the ones that you see, like, those commercials for hair restoration, where it's like the woman is, I almost feel like they shave their head and put fake hair on her just to make it look like she has thinning hair. Like, have you ever seen those infomercials?
You know what? No, I haven't.
Those are incredible. Like for Hair Club for men, but for women too.
Yeah, like I have a friend, and all the other girls in our group are always going on and on about her hair. I'm like, I don't know. She's a brunette. They're like, yeah, but her hair is this, her hair is that. And I was like, all right, you guys way overthink the hair.
That's true. You guys just appreciate that we have hair and that it's kind of long and you can tug on it a little bit, you know? I think that's kind of right. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm right.
You know, I mean, my wife, lots of times, she'll spend like an hour working on her hair. Working on one curl. One curl.
Oh, I get her. I understand her.
And,
I do.
And then I know the rest of the day, wherever we go, at some point, she's going to do a curl check-in. Like, how's the curl? I'm like, it's fine. It's curled. I don't know what you're supposed to do with a curly hair. Like, is it supposed to be curled the right way or the left way?
And that, again, is not for you. She's waiting for that one woman in the mall or in the restaurant to come up and say, I love your curls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it happens all the time. Is that natural? If I had a dollar for every time someone asked my wife if her curls are natural, I would not need this job
are
anymore.
Are they natural?
They are.
Yeah.
But she
yeah.
just enhances them.
Well, there's a couple that get straight, so she has to make sure that they fall in line with the rest of the curls.
So she has like a bunch of different types of waves and curls in her hair. And
her hair's gone rogue.
Well, at least she's got the frickin' curls. I wish I had the curls.
See, every woman that doesn't have curls wants curls, and every woman that has curls doesn't want curls.
Well,
y'all just are like
batty. I think that women who don't want curls are basically crazy, and that's that, you know, because I think curls, I mean, make you look more like a fairy princess, which is what I want to look like.
But I think his wife, like, I saw a picture of her when she straightened it, yeah. and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, that looks awesome.
Yeah. Oh, sure, it can look good. I mean, like, I don't look like the Crypt Keeper right now, I hope, you know, with my straight hair.
That was my point. I didn't even know there was anything wrong with your hair.
No, I've cornered the market on looking like the Crypt Keeper. That's my thing, so please.
I think, of course, long straight hair looks good too, but I think like volume kind of has this glamorous look. You guys are, I don't care.
No, it's just long. It's hilarious. Hair talk with two bald guys.
The only thing
True. Why am I not paying attention to this?
Did it not dawn on you that you're talking to two bald men?
Ted, we can braid your hair, your chin hair.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would do the two.
Would you like some dreadlocks on your chin hair?
Oh, that'd be dope.
Just some cornrows on your chin.
Yeah.
Someone can figure that out.
100%.
Yeah.
I used to have it longer, too.
And then you could be a co-rapper with Tyler, our front desk guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, the only thing that ever gets me is I just wish some women would ask me before they change their hair colors.
Ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Just get your permission.
Oh, just in general, like a coworker?
Yeah, like Taryn. I'm still giving her crap. Like, how'd you go red? Like, you're a blonde. You should stay blonde. That's how I know you.
Someone would look good red. I want to go red. I've just been naysayed.
Then you have issues when people who you are not romantically linked to change the color of their hair.
I have an issue if any blonde woman changes her hair color.
Because you love blondes.
Because I like blondes.
You know,
so
I used to be super, like, bright blonde. You know that, right?
All right.
It really bright. But that's because I highlighted my hair.
All right.
I highlighted it. And then I grew it out because it kept, you know, like the bleach was just, I mean, again, my hair is very delicate. And so I'm just tired of it being just brittle. So I grew up, this is my natural hair color here, you know. But, you know, technically speaking, I went from bright blonde, which you would have really liked.
Oh, yeah.
Very Marilyn. You know, I've had all kinds of blonde hair, dark blonde hair and light blonde hair, but you would have loved it and you would have been pissed.
Like my last girlfriend had.
He's now mad at you.
He should be.
Retroactively.
Yeah. Like my last girlfriend had black hair, right?
So
bangs,
sorry, Ted.
Right?
Sorry.
And she was hot and I liked her, but then like, one day she showed me a picture of her in high school and I was like, you are blonde?
You're like, oh man, I missed out.
Ugh.
She wakes up in the middle of the night and you've got like the peroxide hair thing going. This is just a
That's
dream.
Crazy.
This is just a dream.
I don't know. I think that women with really, really dark hair look very exotic, dude. You don't think so? Like the Catherine Zeta-Jones in her heyday kind of look.
Look,
you know?
I'm with you. I mean,
no?
Eva Mendez is one of the hottest
Selma
women on the
planet. Selma Hayek or something.
I have a personal issue with when I knew people as blondes and they change it. You know, it sounds stupid when I bring it up to her. It sounds even dumber bringing it up now.
No, I love it because like, I think we're both like meat and potatoes kind of guys. We're like basic stuff, and part of that is the typical blonde bombshell of a woman.
Or how do you feel when someone who clearly doesn't look good blonde based on their skin tone goes blonde? Is that, I mean, to me, that looks like, ugh. To you, you'd be like, yes, she's better looking now, right? I'd be like,
it depends on skin tone, too.
Yeah.
It's like pink. Like, if you're a black male, I think you should wear all the pink you want. I think it looks great against black skin.
It does. Yes.
For white guys, let's stay away from the pink.
I don't know. Some white guys really rock the pink.
I get like a black shirt with some pink in it. But if I wear an all pink shirt, it almost feels like I'm like wearing like a skin colored shirt.
Some guys look really good in pink. Some white dudes, like I.
Very tan white dudes, I bet.
Maybe, you know, I think tan does help, but yeah, I think it depends. But pink is good. I mean, look, I'm wearing blue. Oh no, it's a guy color. Ooh,
yeah,
blue.
We were going to talk about that in the second break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I wear a lot of red, I just don't want to mess with pink.
Oh my gosh, you know what? That USA is actually pink because it has to stand out. He's wearing a USA shirt.
He's a good American. He watched the Olympics and everything.
I watched a ton of Olympics.
No, that's not white. That's pink, right? If I just like cut a piece of that USA out, that's actually a light pink you're wearing.
I think
pink.
It's a white distressed. So yeah.
Let's just call it. No, it's pink.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Hair and fashion on the Mega Cast. We have a new intro, and all of a sudden we've become.
I've ruined it all.
We haven't even done push-ups.
Yeah, we've become Bravo. Okay. Okay, so to give people, because I'm sure some people are like, hey, I missed the old intro. What I'm hoping. Long story short, the big vision I'd like to do at some point in the future is do from time to time do a Facebook Live where we do the show on Facebook Live. And I just got to get the right technology and switcher for like an iPad or something along those lines. So that way, when you do things on Facebook Live, you can't use any copyrighted music. So we're going to start ditching the whole copyrighted music thing. So goodbye, Winter of Biscuit, unless Ted wants to sing it.
Which he will.
I know he will. You give him that.
I'm looking up lyrics right now.
Oh, my gosh. You really are.
Yeah.
But the beauty is we do have access to music beds up the yin yang when it comes to our radio station. We have a website that our company uses that has every genre of music. So I figured it could be fun based on our mood of whenever we do the Megacast, we can pick a song that goes with that mood.
All right.
So like, what are you feeling today, Ted?
Desert Island. Like a steel drum, man.
All right, I'll try. Let's see, Island. I'll type in Island.
Steel drums are always fun.
We also have to get better internet, because otherwise we're just never going to get these.
This is going to be eventually on Facebook Live. But Facebook Live, we can't edit out our swear words, right?
No, so there's a lot of pressure.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Love swearing.
All right, we're on the island.
Feeling pretty good. This island atmosphere.
They've got this coming out in Disneyland, you know.
How about this? Let's go island cruise.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Yaman. See, you need the braided hair.
I think he needs the braided beard.
Right next to the beach.
We'll all have braided hair.
And I need a Tommy Bahama shirt. Pink. All right, let's get 10 mega family.
All right.
Okay. This is... I'm going to figure this out.
I don't know. I feel like dancing more than push-upping.
Yeah.
All right.
Tiny little steps.
If we had Facebook Live going, we would get to see you dance.
Yeah.
And that would be a benefit for everybody.
It would be.
All right. Let's do this, Mega Family. Oh, it's time to get the heart rate and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
All right. Let's go. Lost Juliet.
Hi. Yeah, my gym doesn't work in my building, so I need the help. I need the extra. It's been bad.
It's a storm.
Ted Cool, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's TED Talk's pretty simple. Talk to people in person. I'm serious, man.
Yeah.
Like, I have some friends. I was visiting with them. Their political views are wholeheartedly different than mine, right?
Right.
But some of the stuff you see on Facebook or Twitter, this and that, just on social media, like you read the words and stuff and you get real fired up. And when you talk to them in person, they're a reasonable person. You know, so I think sometimes, like, just get off the damn computer, get off your phone, and talk to these people face to face.
Because a lot of times when people are on, like, the social media, they just want to, like, they want to make their point and make it very aggressive.
Yeah.
Whereas if you did it face to face, you'd probably be like, okay, I see your point, but let me explain my point. And then you can have a civil conversation.
Yeah.
I think those the computer and our phones tend to allow us to dehumanize other people really easily because we look at them like they're like an icon or a picture, you know, or a blurb. Yeah. So I think you're right. It's funny how like 100 years ago, we never would have had to say, hey, I think we should all just talk in person.
Right.
You know?
And a lot of it, too, is like most people are reasonable, right? Like you're only going to hear the loud factions that are totally right or totally left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you talk to somebody, most of us are in the middle, right? Most of us just want to live a life.
Right.
Right. Like have a family or have friends and stuff and like kind of go about our stuff.
Right. Yeah. Not losing our minds over our crisis actors and certain stores not deciding to sell certain types of armor. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, like, do we need to get so pissed off about that? Like, no. You can have a normal conversation, people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very true. And also, I've this kind of sticks in my mind, even though I don't usually let, you know, social media like ruffle my feathers at all. But I just thought it was weird because like this one white dude was like trashing himself and all other white dudes during, you know, the movements with cops, you know, and Black Lives Matter and stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, Black Lives Matter. But I think it was just really weird how he was just saying that he was just, and this was a good guy, just like just denigrating himself. And I just thought it was really unnecessary for him to do that. And everyone's like, everyone on his little post was like, bravo, good that you're saying horrible things about white guys, la, la, la. And he's and like just saying, yeah, you know, thank you for having the courage to talk trash about yourself. And I just come up on there and like the only voice, it's like, hey, white guys aren't that bad. All right. You're OK. You know, right. Just. And then like no one responds to it, you know, like you're just like for real. But it's just weird. Like, I think people also just use Facebook to kind of like feel righteous about something, whether or not they're right. You know, I just think it's just a weird way to communicate with people.
You're the one that's pissing me off. And it's not very often that you're going to be pissed off about charitable organizations. So I hope I'm going to tread lightly probably on this one. But
all right.
It's now, you know, everyone's got their birthdays on Facebook, and it's like, it tells you, hey, wish this person happy birthday. But now the new thing is, would you like to donate to this person's cause? And it guilts you, like, I know, I just wanted to wish this person a happy birthday. I didn't know all of a sudden I had to now donate to a charity to let them know that I care about them.
Oh my God, yeah. It's and like if you don't, you're pressure. A ass. It's like, well, at least you could donate a dollar or two. It's like, no, I don't pay Facebook for its services. Why would I, you know? Yeah, I agree. I get it.
It's just weird. I don't know why. Like, I have no problem donating money to charity, but I don't want to, when I'm wishing someone a happy birthday, then all of a sudden I have to donate to charity just to prove that I care.
Somebody has a great line. I think it's Mike's father. I don't know the exact quote, but basically it's just the point of like, if you got to tell everybody what you're donating,
right?
You're missing the point.
My only rule, though, because I mean, I think it's great when people do the anonymous post or the anonymous donations on GoFundMe's or YouCaring or whatever those sites are. But if you're going to share a GoFundMe and pressure people to donate, I'm the jackass that's going to go to that page and look at the donators. And if your name's not on it, I've changed my opinion of you.
Well, don't
you're on, you're I'm not on blast.
Against, I'm not against like GoFundMes and all that. I'm just saying like, it just seems like here's my cause, donate to it. Yeah. And it's a good idea, but it's also kind of grandstanding.
Oh, absolutely.
I think just peer pressure around giving, which is part of why I despise some parts of the holidays, just kind of like this arbitrary, like, give me something or else you don't love me, you know, is really just manipulative. I think if anyone gives, it should be from a place of abundance and not like this coercion, this cultural coercion. So, yeah. So a lot of the times I'll just outright, you know, just ignore those. Well, no, not all of that. I always do. I don't think I've ever donated to this random stuff on Facebook if you care about my birthday stuff.
No.
Because you can just claim, oh, I didn't log into Facebook that day, or I just said happy birthday and whatever. You don't need an excuse.
Although,
you
I'll don't. Be honest, I'm glad I wasn't single back in the days of that happening, because I probably would have donated to every one of my hot female friends' birthday's cause.
Oh, of like, course you would have.
I'm going to donate. Maybe then she'll go out on a date with me, because I just, the next thing you know, I'm like, I don't know why I'm negative $700 in my bank account.
I haven't thought about that. That's not a bad idea.
Right.
I could totally see why you guys are doing that.
I'm gonna start donating.
I donated $50. What's up, girl?
Yes. Hey, girl.
I don't you know what? I think from the woman's perspective, we would totally know. We would be like, oh, that's nice. Haha. You know, it wouldn't work, in other words.
All right, when we come back, speaking from a woman's perspective, I have a question, and it involves ice cream and lady parts. And I don't
think yay.
When the Megacast returns. Yeah.
Ted and Steve need to go stretch or something. The Megacast will be back.
Ladies, do you know what the dirtiest thing in your house is?
I know. It's got to be the toilet, right?
No, try again.
I know. It's the dish rag, right?
Nope.
Well, what is it?
It's your husband.
My husband?
That's right. Your husband is covered in germs and bacteria. Think about where he's been. Think about where his hands have been. Think about where his d*** been.
Gross.
That's why Lysol introduces Lysol antibacterial husband wipes. Ladies, let's face it. Your man is filthy and unsanitary. He's probably covered in poop,
teeth and snot. If you could actually see all the germs and bacteria on him, you'd never touch him again.
You know, you're right. Yeah, he's disgusting.
Just a few seconds with a Lysol antibacterial husband wipe, and you can enjoy your husband with new confidence.
Whoa, honey, what are you doing?
Hold still, you filthy pig.
Hey, that thing is cold, but I kind of like that.
So before you hold hands, kiss, or throw a leg up on your husband, wipe him down with Lysol antibacterial husband wipes from the makers of Fart Be Gone.
Oh, I like this beat. Where are my glow sticks? Where are my arms? Oh, man. I'm just a robotic voice without a body. This sucks. The Megacast is back.
Ah, I like this. Yeah. Yeah. Some sweet-ass techno for you, Ted. It is. It's taking me back to the Playa, Steve.
I'm Solomon singing.
Burning Man.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a story I came across, and I saved it because I knew when Juliet was here that maybe you could help out. And for people to find you on Twitter, it's at Juliet Frette, and it's F-R-E-T-T-E. And we always put it in the description so people can figure it out from there.
Yay!
Here's the headline. And I'm like, I don't even know how to wrap my head around this because I don't watch any of those 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker shows.
We're assuming I do. Okay, continue.
Well, I don't know if you
no,
do.
That's cool.
Do you?
We'll find out what's going on. What's the
and
question?
And Steve, they're books.
Well, they're also movies, Ted.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I could give feedback on all this stuff.
And they
cool,
take
though.
Place right here in Seattle at the Escala.
That's true.
With Christian Grey. I know that much.
I just know when I lived in Belltown, I'd walk by that hotel and there'd always be groups of...
No.
Of like house moms taking pictures in front of that building.
And you walked up to him. That could be your line. I'll be your Christian
And I'm pretty
Grey.
Sure when she wrote the book, the building wasn't even finished yet.
How funny.
Yeah.
And that's probably a tourist spot now.
Oh, massive.
That's hilarious. You should have used that as like your way of just hollering at girls.
Like I said, they were
a French tickler.
This was mostly like 45-year-old moms.
So?
45-year-old moms need some loving, too.
Some sweet loving from D-Ted Smith.
Call me an a-hole. Generally, when I see a pregnant woman, I assume she's taken. Or like with your children, I'm just like, all right, there's got to be a dad around.
I have a fun story about that.
What's that?
Well, people have assumed that I'm not taken.
And why?
Because they're crazy. Like, I was in France, actually, several months ago by myself because my man couldn't join me because he wasn't able to get leave from his job, even though he thought he could. So I was there, and I had, it was like one day especially. I don't know if I was just glowing that day or what. I just got, like, a lot of attention from a lot of, like a handful of people. And then the rest of the time, no one gave a rat's ass. But I was, you know, I wasn't really showing, you know, or anything like that. I have a long waist. And so someone came up to me and like asked me if I wanted to go out with him or whatever. I'm like, I said I was pregnant in French. And then they kept pushing, you know, like I'm pregnant and I have a j'ai un petit ami and all that stuff. I have a boyfriend. And they were like,
do you need a Lamaze
like,
coach?
It's like, do you want my number? I'm like, no, I don't want your number. Like, and it was just weird. Maybe it's just a different culture. They're like, I mean, when you know a girl's pregnant and you keep on like pushing at, it's just strange. It's a culture. I think it's a culture thing. It hasn't happened in the United States.
I don't know. I don't know what French guys are into. But
apparently
pregnant women.
Americans.
Yeah, they like pregnant ladies, which I appreciate. I think pregnant ladies deserve attention and love and whatever else. You
There's
know,
a whole category in
That's
their
cool.
Craigslist or lay Craigslist. I don't know
it's
what
like
it's
I'm
called.
Searching for woman with fetus.
Laylisty Craig.
Would you like to go out for dinner for three of us? All right. Well, this is the headline. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. It says, if 50 Shades Freed makes you want to put ice cream in your lady parts, don't. Now, I don't know. Have you seen, apparently, based on your reaction, you have not seen the movie.
Okay. So the books I've read three of the books and I think they're just there. And I've seen some of the movies. And the thing is as a writer myself, you know, I do like the titillation of it, but she uses so many words redundantly. And this is just really badly written. Let's face it, you guys. So I kind of just.
Ted and I agree. We've been talking about how poorly it's been written
it's awful.
For years now.
That's why we're not going to read the third one.
Yeah. I think you're good just reading. If you really want to read it, read the first book and just drop it, you know. But even the first book is just filled with redundancies. And, you know, just, I just want to take a red pen and go through there and be like, you should use a word choice, word choice, word choice. But yeah, like I just at one point just reading the books insulted my intelligence. I was just like, this is so dumb and not realistic, you know. But and then, of course, when I tried to see 50 Shades, the first 50 Shades was somewhat entertaining. And then the second 50 Shades, I actually fell asleep through. Isn't that amazing? Like, I'm a very like libidinous woman, and I fell asleep through 50 Shades, the second movie, right?
But libidinous?
Libidinous. That means I'm like a very like frisky woman, right? You know, and I fell asleep.
All right.
Let's just say that, you know, like I'm a healthy, you know, red-blooded woman, and I fell asleep through this frickin' movie, and I was like, I shouldn't go. I wasn't going to pay to see it again. So needless to say, right. I didn't see anything else after that. So, but I have, I mean, the idea that they would use ice cream in the nether region area.
Yeah, apparently Christian almost uses a spoonful of ice cream in that area.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
That seems like a really weird idea.
Am I trying to like?
And what flavor?
Would I be open minded to this? You're asking me if I'm open minded to this.
I'm just wondering if this is a thing. I don't know if this was a thing or not.
I have not personally. I prefer to eat the ice cream myself.
I mean, I would just think any food or syrup should stay on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's kind of like eat my with a spoon, right? Like that's sort of well. Yeah, I mean, I think it could cause an infection if you like push it. Anyway,
what
I mean?
That's actually what the doctor's like, don't go through with this because of the sugar.
The sugar might actually cause probably yeast infection.
Is it because of sugar and milk? Yeah. That's not something that should go anywhere near that area.
Yeah, that's something that yeast would feed. I mean, let's get gross here. You know, yeast would love that.
I just like someone, right? Someone had a follow up on the
yeast
question.
Yeast and the sugars.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how we make
eat.
Booze.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's time to make some alcohol.
They could like be cooking some bread down there with that ice cream as a starter, you know?
I go to one person says, well, can you do it at least one time? And the answer they said is, I don't know. But in general, I'd say don't put food in somebody's you-know-where-ski.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Like, just keep it on the outside.
It decomposes.
Well, here,
right?
Okay, Ted, a question for you then. Because, you know, I remember one time I was dating a girl, and one of the first times we hung out, she came over, she brought whipped cream for intentions that were not for pudding.
Okay.
And I shut it down. I'm like, maybe I'm just this boring, lame guy, but that just doesn't seem like it does nothing for me that you're going to use whipped cream in that area. Like, I've never fantasized about having whipped cream put in that area.
Really?
So, okay.
Did you not see Varsity Blues?
Yeah.
Remember the whipped cream bikini?
No. But on my area.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I would frost that bad boy up on myself. Go to town, girl.
You know what? If there was Cinnabon frosting, this leads into another topic altogether.
I was
gonna
say, she wanted Ted Churro. She getting a Ted Churro.
She just want, you know, maybe she just really wanted a great taste. You know,
she
wants a great taste.
Well, she
right.
That was the first time, so there's no nothing. There's nothing to AB into.
Oh, okay.
You said no.
Yeah, I shot it down.
Why? What do you got against whipped cream on your junk?
It just seemed like it would look weird.
Well, all right, I have questions. Okay. Was it?
It was Ready Whip.
All right.
So that changes everything because it's Ready Whip.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it was Cool Whip, sure.
Just, all right.
Yeah.
It was so
cool
clear.
Yeah, I like the idea of Cool Whip that you just kind of like drop it in.
Just tip in.
You know,
like it's wet cement.
Yeah.
This reminds me of something you guys might enjoy. There was once a time, like right around the time my magazine came out.
Okay.
When I had this offer.
And for those that don't know, Miss June 2008.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had, because a lot of Playmates get weird offers to do like interesting things. And most of them I shot down because I was like, this is not good for my reputation. I don't know how I'm going to explain this to my future fetus if I ever have one. But one of the opportunities was to be a spokesperson for a product that claimed to make men's, you know, DNA tastes better. Okay.
Okay.
They wanted me to be the spokesperson for this product that makes, you know, your
stuff. That product is awesome.
Does it exist?
Yes.
I said no to it. So,
I've used it.
For reals?
Yes.
See, I don't even remember what the name was, but it was brought up that, like, if I wanted it, I could have this gig, and it paid really well, and I could have used the money back then. I was just like, nah, I can't do it. And I said, I'll tell you what. If you can make it taste like Cinnabon frosting, I'm in. I'll do it. You know?
I'm just trying to picture what that commercial would sound like.
I don't know.
Hey, everybody.
God, and it's got a great name, too.
Do you remember? I don't remember what the name. I didn't even know what it was.
Wiener cleaner.
No, it's just something about like taste.
Damn it.
If men, well, produced Cinnabon frosting instead of what they produce, I don't think any woman would ever get pregnant. It would just never get there, you know? Like, I think...
Like, ladies, no. Do you want your man to go the extra mile?
I mean, I will say this. You can definitely eat certain foods that'll make stuff taste better or worse.
Isn't it pineapple?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I just knew maybe I should stop. I dated a girl, very good at certain things.
Yeah, very good.
And sometimes she'd just be like, man, like, what did you do? Just, like, eat fried food and beer all week?
Wow!
No!
Yeah, then, like, by the middle of the week, when you're back and, like, eating normal, she'd be like, all right, you're back to normal.
So she was a connoisseur. She's probably, like, nearly a lab technician for the consistencies.
That's basically an incredible sense of taste that she was able to differentiate, or it was just something way different for you.
Yeah. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see why, you know, a crappy diet would lead to a different consistency. I can see that. Yeah. Interesting.
All right. When we take a break, I'm looking at it. I got to find the name of that product because I know I've used it. I got it at a sex store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
But they really need to make it taste like cinnamon frosting, or I don't think it's that good. Like, I think that would be revolutionary, right?
Do you realize now every time I go to the South Hill Mall and walk by a Cinnabon, I'm going to think about that. Like, that's the flavor Juliet wants.
That's what Juliet wants.
Would you
cupcakes?
Put that icing on your junk, Steve?
Absolutely not. I think I made it very clear. I want nothing. I want no condiments on my...
You don't want any condiments.
Yeah. Well, I'm married.
Or
even
a condom.
Either.
No one likes condoms. No one hates condoms.
That's why you get married,
right? I gotta say, as a single person, I like condoms.
Well, of course.
Sure.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Hey, single people don't actually like condoms. They just use them, though, right? I mean, they just use them because they kind of have to.
I mean, you kind of have to, but I'm saying I like them because it can allow for a lot of fun nights with zero worries about stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Clean cleanup.
No weird conversations after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, hey, so how do I phrase this? But how clean are you?
Yeah, that or worrying about like this or that. And like, I don't know.
Fetuses, for example.
Yeah. I just think sometimes condoms aren't like, I just feel like they're not as bad as like, I have some friends who are like, oh, they're horrible, this and that. Like, all right, well, like I have a buddy that has three kids from three different women. And I was like,
he clearly does not like condoms.
Right. Like, you should stop bitching about the condoms and freaking put one on.
No, I get that. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, when we take a break, maybe Ted will find out what the name of that magical pill is.
Yeah.
Is it a pill?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it was like a fiber bar or...
No. It's just like a little pill. But I remember. We talked about it forever on the men's room, too.
It's funny there's no pill for women to, like, change our substances. I think that's a little bit unequal because we all produce substances, and yet men are expected to, like... You know, I think it's... I think everyone should just taste the way they taste with you know, bathing involved, right? Bathing is good.
Yeah. Bathing is always good. But I think for a guy, like, gosh, this is a very difficult thing to talk about without getting too graphic. I think the guy, it's almost like a lollipop, if that makes sense. Whereas for a woman, what she's getting is more of like a jello shot just squeezed through like one of those syringes, just right in there. Like, you don't have a chance to kind of adjust to it. Whereas
that's
with the,
true.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I call it the leaky faucet for women. It's like you're constantly dealing with a leaky faucet. But either way, you know, like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? You're like, just cracking up.
I do. Sorry, let's take a break when we come back. Maybe Ted will be able to hip us to this magical, magical pill when the Mega Cash returns.
And Steve broke the seal and have to drain their lizards. The Mega Cast will be back.
And now, things we now know after watching the 2018 Winter Olympics. It's not whether you win or lose. It's important that you show up without a shirt and oiled up. We still have no idea what a triple sow cow is. The United States women's hockey team will get free drinks for the next 4 years. Sean White won his third gold medal, and with his short hair, looks like he's going into the eighth grade. And Figure skating is a lot more interesting when there are wardrobe malfunctions. This has been Things That We Now Know after watching the 2018 Winter Olympics.
Are you ready for some more awesome shit? The MegaCast is back.
Oh, see? You found it? Oh, no. I just think this song seems like a current song. Hey. There's a bunch of them. Hey. So when your agent reached out to you and said, hey, we'd like you to be the spokesperson for...
What do you call it?
I know. Oh, all right. Gone. I did find one, but we can't say it. Let me see. What does it say?
It's just yummy.
Yummy, right?
We're Googling. What is it? What? We can't say this on the air. But I love the name. Horrible. I was never told the name, you guys, so I don't even know which one it is.
Yummy. Well, they might as well have made it rhyme and made it yummy rummy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Replace the R with a C.
That would make sense.
Right.
That would.
That's bad marketing.
It is bad marketing.
Yeah, you don't want to go rummy yum.
Dumbasses.
Or yummy rum.
Have you guys, there's a show on Viceland that's two drag queens, right? It's called like the Trixie and something show.
No.
So full disclosure, drag queens aren't really my thing. But I watched the show. It's okay. Relatively funny. So they were testing out sex products for straight people, right?
Oh.
So one of them was like the spray you can throw on or spray down your throat to make it go like numb or whatever.
Jeez. Oh, that's probably dangerous.
Right.
That's super dangerous. You're like dying. You don't even know it. You're like, okay, I'm just being impaled.
That's like a terrible idea.
Right. So it's for women, but that's what they were like. Man, I do this. I would never use this spray.
That
like,
is
why
dumb.
Are you guys doing this to women? And I was like, man, I don't think.
And has there been a demand for that? Like, has anybody said we need to figure this out?
I mean, outside of a porn set, I can't imagine there is.
Well, honestly, if you had a spray for any other orifice, if we know what I mean, like, and you can't tell if there's pain, you won't know if you're getting ripped up.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like, you ever use the warming, like, lubes?
Oh, those feel like fire and like, those feel like you have an STD.
Yes. Like, I stopped
like,
having sex.
I wonder if this is what herpes feels like.
Yeah.
Freaking, like, light my genitals on fire stuff.
Yeah,
can I say that online?
She was like, what's wrong? It's like, I gotta take a shower. My junk is on fire.
Never again.
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, your agent has to come up to you and say, hey, would you like to be the spokesperson for Rummy Yums or Yummy Rums or whatever the thing is called.
Yummy Rummy?
Yummy Rummy. Like, what else is that agent proposing to you?
Well, actually...
Like, do they also want you to be, like, the spokesperson for, like, gonorrhea cream?
You gotta draw a line somewhere, Steve.
That's right. Look, I have no problem asking her to make the yummy rum, but not the gonorrhea cream.
Well, because there's, you know, I mean, the landscape's changed for Playmates. Like, back then, we used to have a lot more, like, opportunities in modeling and TV and all that stuff. Now, this wasn't actually brought up to me by an agent. This was brought up to me by a friend who was like, hey, we have this gig that we could make you the front person for. But even still, like, just, you know, at the time, I didn't choose to work with an agent. I've had agents before that I've decided to terminate my relationship with. Mm-hmm. But just dealing with even, you know, the Playboy agency, you know, they have all kinds of promotions that pop up. And if it's a signing, I would go do it, you know, like fly across the country to go do it. But there were other little things that would pop up, like extra photo shoots that I said no to, or like certain videos that I said no to, because I didn't see them as like bad. I just didn't see them as enhancing anything. Or I thought, like, you know, I don't trust the production values to be high enough to make this something that is classy, you mm-hmm. know. So a lot of Playmates have done like extra gigs that... I mean, I will watch their extra work, and I know that, you know, them as Playmates produce good work. And if I see like them doing a gig that makes them look bad, I'm thinking, I'm definitely, you know, if they look bad, like, I'm definitely not saying yes to something similar, you
right.
know. So I've turned down like all kinds of stuff like this, like, oh, well, there's one opportunity to do like nude yoga. And that's like, you know, spread eagling all over the freaking place. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to do... Now, of course, like, they hide those angles, but I just didn't want to
do
that.
I will watch nude yoga every day. It's on.
So that was, I think, on Playboy TV. I said no to that, you know, just because...
I don't want to see what nude yoga would look like. I'm sure it's out there.
Did you ever do one of the wake up videos?
Wake up what?
Like, I forget what channel. It might have been On Demand or something, but it wasn't nude, but it was just like... I just remember the Sarah Jean Underwood one.
Sarah's like, done a lot of stuff.
It was like they would just, it would just like video them in the morning. It'd just be like her and like, I don't know, maybe like cute little boy shorts, like waking up and then exercising on a ball, but drinking her coffee. But it was always like
semi-nude or whatever, right?
Well, it wasn't nude, but there was a lot of skin.
Yeah.
I used to love those.
They never do that for the fellas. You never be like, hey, Ted and Steve, we want you to do a wake-up show. Imagine us getting up, just looking like crap, farting.
Well, I'm thinking about this morning, right? Like, you'd watch me walk around and then like just standing there watching SportsCenter eating a hard-boiled egg. Like, oh, this is so sexy.
You know, I would be willing to do a spoof like that.
Right, nothing but boxers. I was wearing mesh shorts.
Okay.
I would love to do a spoof like that. Like, if I could do a spoof like that looking weird, then I think that would be more my style.
Ted and Steve are waking up.
Exactly.
Waking up with Steve.
Waking up with Steve. but honestly, like some of the videos I've already done just for like in tandem to the photo shoots, I find super corny and they embarrass me. Now, that's just because now everyone's going to go Google it. Don't do it. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm already embarrassed by some of the corny videos I've been a part of as a package deal of my other work with them, like, I just didn't want to do more of it at that point, you know? So, but yeah, I think there's humor involved. I'm more likely to want to participate, you know?
Makes you feel any better. People can Google me losing a fight in an arena to people in front of, I don't know, 1,200 people.
It was awesome, though.
It was, but
good.
Yeah.
There's character in that.
Then people could Google me passing out while getting my eyebrow pierced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always forget about that good one.
Always fun stuff going
on. Wait, where
on.
Is this piercing on your eyebrow?
I took it out that day. I don't have any piercings. Okay. I only did it to see what it would feel like. And, well, apparently it makes me pass out. So I learned.
Really?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a link to the YouTube page. It's pretty awesome.
What about like that thick cartilage? I was thinking of getting this like thick piece right here, but then I was told this would hurt like hell. So
stud they put in there?
Yeah. I thought I'd be like pretend to be badass and get an extra piercing because I
got
one up
that
here.
Guy was crazy. You don't have to take all his advice just because he was downstairs.
Right?
Next time we see Juliet, she's got like a brass knuckles on. Right. She's like, did I follow his advice?
He gave it to me.
Juliet sent me an email with some cool ideas. Obviously, we're almost done, so we'll get to most. But I wanted to get to one of these because I thought it could be an interesting conversation. I'm curious if it happened to you, Ted. And I'm assuming it's happened to you because you sent us on this list of stuff. And the talking point was when your partner or wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband meets your ex. Has that happened to you recently?
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
Yeah, just because I went to California to get all my stuff out of storage. And so,
did your ex own the storage facility?
Well, it was my storage is otherwise known as my ex's garage.
Oh, that's not storage.
It is storage.
Wait, you've been keeping your stuff at your ex's garage?
Well, he was using a lot of my furniture. So there was like this sort of mutually beneficial arrangement where he got to use my stuff. And in exchange, I got to put my extra stuff in his garage and not have to pay for a unit.
How did the train killer, AKA your boyfriend, take this?
You know, he was pretty good.
Was it awkward?
It was a little bit awkward just because, during the, I didn't find this out, you know, until after we were leaving. But during the trip, I mean, I was just kind of off doing my own thing, like being the pregnant person wrapping up, like, you know, art that hadn't been wrapped, getting that ready to go on the truck and stuff. And I guess like when my ex was handing items, like little furniture items and stuff, to my boyfriend, he was saying, oh, yeah, I remember getting this. Really liked this. Okay, enjoy it. You know, just like saying things.
Wait,
like,
he was reminiscing?
Kind of.
Oh, that's awkward.
And I didn't even know. I didn't even
that
know that
awkward,
was happening.
But...
And I don't think my ex was doing it on purpose. I think he was trying to like make conversation, you know, but I didn't realize that he was essentially
remember
like.
Remember when I got this for you for Valentine's Day?
I hope you guys enjoy this. Here you go. You know, like it was sort of like, I didn't hear it go down, but this is how it was translated to me, you know, so it was essentially like every item was poisoned that was put onto the truck, right?
And then your current boyfriend just purposely crashes that truck.
He's like, I just want to light all this stuff on fire, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, but here's the thing, like I owned that table when I was single before I met, you know, my ex. So
and
it's
now
like,
your ex has tainted it by creating a story that goes along with it.
Or something.
He was marking his territory.
I don't know if he did it on purpose or
not. Oh, he did.
You know, but otherwise, it was a decent exchange, you know. It seemed fine at the time.
Did they bro hug at the end?
I think was there.
How firm was the handshake?
I don't know. They seemed all right.
Okay,
they seemed right. Okay. But I think this was on the drive back, the 12-hour drive back from California the next day. When I heard about all this, and I'm like, I didn't know this was happening. You know, I didn't I didn't realize, you know, and I think, and I don't think it was intentional, but how could that not be awkward?
Oh, yeah.
So
the only thing would have been more awkward is if you had said, hey, stop bringing up stuff to them. They would have just been moving furniture in silence.
That would have been worse.
Well, the thing is, the vast majority of that stuff was just mine. You know, like a lot, like, you know, my mom's plates. Like, that was my mom's plates. There's things
from my
childhood.
Did you break up with him or did he break up with you?
I broke up with my ex.
All right. Well.
Yeah, my ex-husband, so.
Oh, wait, that was your ex-husband?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That could be awkward.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Before we run, Ted, what about you? Have you ever had an instance where an ex, you ran into an ex with your current fling?
Yeah, the best one was, like, I had a girl that, like, you know, we broke up, he was crushing this and that, and then I hadn't seen her in a long time. And then I went to a bar in my neighborhood that I went to all the time, but I was going to like some random award show later. So I was in a pimp suit and the girl I was with was wearing like a ridiculous dress, like 6-inch heels and like tower. It was just funny. We walked, you know, Bobby was Buckley's, walking to Buckley's and the ex is sitting right there. And I just kind of go like, oh, hey, like, what are you doing here? She's like,
waiting for you.
Right. She goes, what are you doing here? And I was like, well, I live across the street. But it was just, and she was like, you look good. And I was like, yeah, thanks.
At least you looked good, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like perfect. Yeah.
And one time I was dating somebody and I took her out to dinner and we went to a place and I didn't know this. The server was an ex. So all of a sudden I'm like,
oh no.
It's like that moment of like, that girl looks familiar. Oh my gosh, no. And I'm thinking, well, there's no chance that she's going to be the one serving us. Yep. Served us on, as we're on a date, my ex is serving.
Oh.
And I didn't know how to handle it, so I just kind of kept quiet about it. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, we used to hang out, but didn't make it until, I didn't want
to
like.
We used to hang out. That must have pissed her off. You know, we used to hang out. Of course we hung out.
Well, no, like, no. When my current, the current girlfriend at the time was like, oh, who is that? I'm like, oh, we used to hang out way back. Haven't seen her forever, blah, blah, blah.
Oh dear.
Fast forward many years later, run into the ex again. I'm not with that person. And we were just talking. And she goes, yeah, that night when I saw you, I got so wasted when you left. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you don't know how heartbreaking it was to see you on a date with somebody as I'm serving you. I'm like, well, was that a big deal? I'm like an idiot. And
of course it is.
She's like, yeah, I'm your server with your new girl. And I'm watching all this and I'm bringing you drinks and I'm bringing you food. And it's clearly a romantic dinner. She's like, it was devastating. I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I supposed to get up and leave? You should have sent a different girl. Not my problem.
I'm with you. And I don't know what the thing, like, I've been with girlfriends and like some dude will come over and it's like, yeah, we used to hang out. Like, she doesn't have to say it. I already know.
Right.
Like, obviously you guys had sex before. Like, it's surely not hard to tell the way
it's hard to envision that though. No one wants to go there.
But it's very, I think it's hard not to tell too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there,
you pick up on that vibe.
Yeah. There's just a different reaction you're going to have. I don't know. The chemistry is just different. And you could be like, you guys hung out, huh?
Why hung out?
Of course, you get questioned later. Like, I'm the type of person that, you know, ask questions. My boyfriend says, I ask questions I don't want to know the answers to. A lot of us ladies do that because we're hoping for something good that makes us feel like the queen of the world. But we don't usually get it.
That's why I'm always like, ask no questions, get no lies.
I always say to people, don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
That's right.
It's true.
And if you have to ask, you know the answer.
All right, it's time to get out of here. Let's get 10 more. Back to get on that island cruise, Ted.
I know. And the other thing is, too, is you guys couldn't see this, but like, I was worried I was going to get kicked.
I noticed that her feet were right in your face.
I know what size shoe you wear now.
What size?
I don't gotta give out her shoe size.
Oh, my bad. A lady never tells.
I'm gonna face you this time.
I don't know if that's better.
No, I think we should try it.
All right, let's get 10 and let's get the hell out of here.
We're back.
Oh, yeah, you guys are face to face.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right.
My shirt the whole time instead.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's what I was doing.
Okay.
To win-win.
You know, I guess I'm a French guy.
Hey, we win. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you as always for swinging by, Juliet.
Faux show.
You can follow us on Twitter at The Megacast, and we'll be back next. I think next week I have a doctor's appointment, so I won't be able to make it. So.
All right.
So, see you in a couple weeks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Mega family.
Bye.
All right. Time for the water to splash by. Wait for it.
So relaxing.